Let's have a chat to Cliff Brown, who is hoping to have a nice winter at Mornington on Saturday as well. How are you, Cliff?
Yeah, good, Michael. How are you?
Very well, mate. I'm waiting for these final fields to drop. Unfortunately, I can't tell you what you've drawn in the Hariba as yet and the other races, but how is the Inferno heading to Saturday?
Yeah, Michael, I think he's really well. He worked on the course proper yesterday and was really good. You know, we're very fortunate. It's a great surface and we get access to it regularly, so he worked very well.
It looks a nice race, doesn't it? He's been racing in better class. He deserves another win.
Yeah, look, he does. I think the other day he loomed to win, and you think, you're training an animal that can't talk to you and tell you how they are and all the rest of it. So you do sort of come up with your own theories. I think several times he's had races where he's got back, finished off nicely, but has never really been under immense pressure. He's made ground up, if that makes sense. Whereas I think he was really found wanting at Caulfield the other day. He was in a position to win, and I think physically he really needed it, and I think that run's really brought him right on, and I think Saturday, hopefully if he draws well, he runs well.
You've got some nice chances on the home deck this weekend. Finale goes to the Guineas.
Yeah, look, she's a maiden in a race like that, but I think she's been desperately unlucky several times. She's been held up at Sandown and again the other day. We rode her upside down at Pakenham and she was very good first up, so I think while being a maiden, it's an unusual race. I do think she's going quite well.
And La Danse Rouge, which race are you going to kick race her in?
She'll go to the Hariba as well.
Yep. Okay.
She's good. You know, she's a nice quality mare. You know, she's won a black type race, been placed several times. I think she's going well. I think she'll improve again for it. But, you know, good quality mare.
And Lady Di Di has been another one that's been racing consistently, except for, I suppose, last start at Flemington. Anything to report from there?
Look, she was definitely on the wrong side of the track. You know, it was race one, we drew one and we stayed to the inside. And by the end of the day, it was quite obvious she had to be on the opposite side of the track. So that's one part of it. But otherwise, no, I still thought she was disappointing. So we've dropped back to 1,000, just ride her quiet again and see how she goes.
Who's your best, do you think, on Saturday?
Oh, look, if Inferno was to draw well, I think he'd be a really nice chance. But the other three girls are all well as well. You know, probably La Danse Rouge will improve for it, but the other two are in good shape.
Do the Cats beat the Lions up there?
Oh, look, I hope so. They've started really well, so that's always very good. It's a strange thing, isn't it, football, how it affects you. Yeah.
Well, good luck on Saturday and Saturday night.
All right, Michael, same to you. Have a good day.
Good on you, Cliff. Cliff Brown joining us there.